From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The United States is one step deeper in Afghanistan today. Several hundred Marines have been flown into southern Afghanistan with the mission of establishing a forward base there. Several hundred more are to follow in the next day or two. The Marines have already secured an airstrip southwest of Kandahar and are reported to have attacked an armored Taliban convoy in the area. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Until now, the only U.S. troops in Afghanistan have been small groups of special operations forces. But with the war effort, they're now focusing on the area around Kandahar. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the time came to send in the Marines. Their mission, to prevent Taliban and Al-Qaeda troops from moving freely around the area.
The highways that connect the north and the south and the east-west in the southern part going towards Iran, exits or entrances from Iran and Pakistan, can be interdicted from those locations. And it was decided that it would be helpful to have a base there from which a variety of things could be done, rather than simply using people in and out of a special operations nature.
The new Marine base is some distance from Kandahar itself. The airstrip the Marines are occupying was not previously being used. Local people say it was built to serve Arabs who came for falcon hunting in the area. Rumsfeld would not say exactly what purpose the base will serve.
You could use it for humanitarian purposes. You could use it for special operations. You could use it for the inflow of additional troops. But what it is what we have said, a forward operating base.
A base like this in southern Afghanistan presents the U.S. military with obvious advantages. U.S. forces can now carry out combat operations there on short notice. A senior defense official says the Marines have brought light armored vehicles, Humvees, and Cobra attack helicopters with them. In fact, the Marines apparently wasted no time in acting. A Marine officer on the ground at the new base told reporters today that the Cobras have already been used in an attack on an armored column nearby. The officer is quoted as saying 15 vehicles in the convoy were destroyed. More such confrontations are likely. General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said today the Kandahar area is the last bastion of Taliban resistance. He predicted that Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar is likely to dig in and fight perhaps to the end. In that regard, General Myers said Osama bin Laden and Omar are doing different things.
Omar seems to be trying to organize the fighting of the Taliban, and bin Laden, on their hand, seems to be concentrating on hiding, and it's quite a difference in what perhaps even what their objectives are.
In the other major action today, Pentagon officials say an uprising that began yesterday at a prison outside Mazar-e-Sharif continued. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said hundreds of Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters who had been taken captive managed to stage a revolt.
Some got hold of weapons and some got loose and some have escaped and some are fighting and some are penned up and air support has been called in. And how long it will go on depends on how successful the opposition forces on the ground are in containing those that are still imprisoned and in subduing them. Now, if you have people who are willing to have hand grenades wrapped around themselves and blow themselves up so they can kill a half dozen other people in close proximity to them, the thought that they'll surrender readily is not likely.
The U.S. advisors with the Northern Alliance troops around Mazar-e-Sharif called in airstrikes on the prison. Many of the prisoners were apparently killed, but the operation has not been without casualties on the U.S. side. The Pentagon is reporting that one of the bombs dropped on the prison came too close to some of the U.S. advisors. Five were injured, all of them seriously. General Myers said all five have been medevaced to Uzbekistan. In addition, one American at the prison has reportedly been killed or is missing. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said the American was not U.S. military. He declined to comment on reports that he was a CIA employee. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.